For in eating one taketh before his own supper, and one is hungry. And another is drunken. There's people drunk, there's hungry people, there's people who, who ate ahead of time. Again, the taketh before is prolambao. They take first their own supper. And then, so others are going hungry. So there's like an overindulgence. So, you understand, in the early Christian times, I don't know that we had this like ritual of communion like they do these days. I don't believe in that. When Jesus did it the first time, they were eating dinner. And he went through this thing where he said, "This is my body." He breaks the bread, he passes it around, and they all share it together, and "This is my blood." But they were at a meal. Well, the Christians would have their feasts of love, and they would come together to eat the Lord's Supper. They would eat as he did. And then they would bless bread, break it, and pass it around, and have a cup of wine, and they would break it and pass it around and remember. But nowadays, it's like you go to a ceremony, a giant ceremony, and then at the near the 75% through it, now they call everyone to line up and receive the Lord's Supper, which is not a supper. It's like the Lord's not even snack. You know what I mean? It was the Lord's Supper. But they turned it into the Lord's, crumbs. These days. The ceremony of the crumbs is what it is. They used to have a whole supper that went with that. And in the very night. And he's saying, "Don't you have houses to eat and drink in? Or despise you the church of God? And shame them that have not." I mean, again, you have some people pigging out. And the other, these people going hungry. And it's like, they're not sharing and considering, Jesus passed the bread around them so they would be together. He's saying, this is not the Lord's Supper, what you're doing. What they had done was like, imagine if you go to potluck and people brought their own food and then they're all hoarding it. And then other people are hungry. And those that don't have, they're kind of shamed. It's like, "Well, didn't you bring anything? Then you shouldn't have anything either." And they would shame the people who had nothing. You despise the church of God and shame them that have not. If you're just going to make it an occasion to eat and drink, they bring their food to eat and drink, and they're eating and drinking, and other people are going hungry, and then here's some drunk guy. Overindulging. They turn the Lord's Supper into a banqueting. Into a carousal. Bringing food, not sharing it. He says, "Look, I've received the Lord that which I delivered to you." The same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. He broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So, again, they would eat in remembrance of him. They would eat and drink in his remembrance. And this is what he had done that night. He says, "Do this in remembrance of me." He took the cup, when he had supped, and said, "This cup is the cup of the New Testament, the New Covenant, in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." That means whenever you drink, notice it is added. As often as you drink, do this in remembrance of me. We need to gather together in his name. And to me, I take it to the ultimate. It's every day. It's like, and I think of it in terms of like, boy, when I drink, do you remember how he was on the cross and he said, "I thirst"? When I drink, whatever it is I'm drinking, wine, soda pop, my thirst is quenched. Do I remember his thirst? Do I remember his blood shed for me? Because when you drink, it is life. Water, and when you think about water, this transparent, shimmering liquid that you drink into your body. remember one day looking at it and just being astonished at the miracle of water itself. Something you just take for granted. But it's a wondrous thing. You know, and we drink it down. Or other, you know, the wine, whatever. They, you know, they would make drinks in there. You know, the fruit of the vine. Of grapes and whatever. But you know, but my point is, when they would come together, because they were doing what they were doing and calling it the Lord's Supper, and he's saying, this is not the Lord's Supper! And see, here's where we got the swing to the other side. Because at the one time they were doing feasts, they had the love feast early on, right? And they were all coming together to eat a common meal and then celebrating the Lord and doing it in remembrance of Christ. Right? And Paul is now swinging them back the other way. Simplify. This is all he did. He passed bread around. He passed the cup around. You know, it was this simple thing. I mean, you're turning into like, I'm stuffing myself, I'm drunk, he's hungry, you know, and all this just mess. And it's not of Christ. And I said the same thing. Now they swung too far the other way. Now it's just like, well, omnibiscum, you know, and all the ceremony and so on and so forth. Like I said, because their Christ and their gospel is false, the mass they offer, the sacrifice of the mass, as they call it, is, to me, something sacrificed to an idol. Because the Christ of the denominations is an idol. Whoever will eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, irreverently, you know, anaxios, you know, in an unfit or a undeserving manner, not in a suitable way, unworthy of the one who made the sacrifice. They become guilty of the body and blood of Christ. As I say, when people come together for their potluck Sundays, they don't think, oh, we're doing communion, but they are doing it. You know, to me, that is as much communion as anything. Because they do not, and they ought to understand, it's like they are in, gather, it is the fellowship of the body of Christ. We are coming together in one body, in his body, to eat and drink. Ought it not be done in remembrance of me? As oft as you drink, do it in remembrance of me.